IT World presents The Rambling Rabbit, and I am its host, Happy KB. Welcome, friends. Here we are, first podcast of The Rambling Rabbit. You ask and you shall receive. I've been reading and listening and hearing about how you guys really enjoyed our podcasts when we first had them, so we are going to start them up again. So here we are, The Rambling Rabbit. Little secret, I have never done a podcast before, so this is all trial by error. You may like what you hear, and you may not like what you hear, but you're gonna hear it, so. Let's talk about what we're wanting to do with this podcast. So, I have a few ideas, and part of the podcast will be interview like we used to do, where we find people and we bring them on and we have discussions and talked about them and have them tell us everything there is to know about them and or whatever they're interested in. And then I'm also going to be doing the solo podcast, like you're getting on this first episode, where it's just me. You get to hear me ramble on about who knows what, and you're going to either like it or you're going to hate it, but you're going to get to hear it. So I just wanted to let you know that those are my intentions right now with this podcast. We are just doing voice. We're doing it just strictly by voice. Maybe later on when I am a little bit better at what I'm doing and have a little bit more experience under my belt, maybe we can move to some video. I'm not sure if anybody really wants to see me, but, you know, who knows. So let's kick this off and talk about what we're going to be doing. So we are coming upon our birthday, DMT World's birthday, and we will have been around for 4 years. We're going to celebrate that in the month of April, and we have a few things lined up. Starting on April 1st at 11:59, I believe that's Eastern time, right before midnight, right before it hits April 2nd, we are going to be having a birthday dance party in our Discord in the voice channel that is DJ Clap's music channel. We'll be hosting the party in there, and DJ Clap will be the person who will be entertaining our ears with his playlists, as he have been diligently working on. So I hope you all can join us in our Discord April 1st at 11:59 p.m. We go until we can go no longer. We did this one time around Christmas, and I think we were all in that Discord channel for a good 5 hours, and it just, we can talk to each other and we can listen to some good mood music and have a great time. So I hope you guys get to join us on that. Like I said, we will be celebrating our 4th year come April. Let's talk about the history of DMT World from the perspective of me, because there are many of us. There are actually 3 of us that are the owners and admins of the site, and we probably all see this just a little bit different, but we're going to talk about the history from my point of view. So, like I said, we've been around for 4 years, and gosh, it's been a long time, but it doesn't seem like it's been that long at all, actually. We started on Facebook, to be honest. Like, this, the community we got into 4 years ago, I had a son that was just started high school, finding some friends, having a good time. There was lots of politics and lots of garbage going on in our world at that point in time, and Facebook was just inundated with it. Like, I started hating being on Facebook, and a lot of people did. And I finally had a friend who told me that I really needed to search out the group section. And I thought, okay, so I did. And one night I just happened to be on some really good LSD that was gifted to me, and I sit down with my phone, which LSD and some electronics, I mean, you get lost. So I sat there and was just looking, and I remember my friend telling me to look in the groups because I would probably find things there that would be of interest. Well, I did. I did exactly that. And I found all these psychedelic groups. I found all these groups that, you know, were of interest, things that I was doing, I wanted to get back into. I wanted to, it'd been a while. I'd have two kids. I mean, sometimes your life just goes so fast that you don't get to do some of the stuff that you used to do. And when I was gifted this LSD, and my life changed that night. And so I started going into some of these psychedelic groups, and I saw this photo. And it's this lady standing with a mascara brush up to her third eye. And there's like black streaks coming down her face. And I was remember looking at this picture and I thought, what in the world? And it says, maybe it's the DMT. And I thought, what? I remember hearing about DMT. Well, you know, we all knew what DMT was. I didn't do a lot of it, but I knew about it. And I followed this picture, and I wanted to see where this picture was at. And it took me to a group. And, you know, from that group, I found all kinds of other DMT groups, and I was just amazed. The DMT groups were so different than the psychedelic groups. And it was the people and what they were talking about. And I was so curious, and I sat in these groups for a long time. And I learned how to extract by sitting in these groups and reading and just paying attention and finding all the links and all the PDFs and any information that I could possibly find. And I started extracting. So then this went on, and I eventually found myself being put in the position of admins and moderators of these DMT groups on Facebook. And I got to know people and got just, you know, the community is beautiful. The DMT community is beautiful. The people that I have met in the DMT community, just the DMT community, is just, they're very kind. And then on the flip side, there are some that just don't know how to handle their ego. And then there are people who just kind of get caught up in stuff. And, you know, that we experience that in all of the communities. So I got into a group. And it was great. I learned a lot. I learned a lot about people. And then I had somebody message me and tell me that the groups were starting to be taken down by Facebook. There was new community standards that had come about, and they were starting to implement them. And groups, I was probably in 5 or 6 groups, and groups started disappearing. Those of us that were admin on some of these groups that were starting to get taken down, noticed you were given an option. You could go in, and you could go into your group, and you could find any post that went against the community standard that kind of gave you a guideline to what they were. And you could legitimately go in, and we used to do this. Like, some of the groups had, we had a bigger admin team and moderator team. So we would go in and we would comb the groups and we would delete posts, which really didn't seem right. Like, these are people's comments. These are the things people were adding to these groups. They were memes. They were, you know, articles, they were pictures, they were just stuff. And, you know, none of it was sourcing at that point in time, because we always made sure we took care of those. We didn't allow that to happen in the groups because we understood that that was illegal. So the admins at that time of the now DMTworld.net group had foresight. And that was Wirtz and Sov 2020. they were the ones that were the admins of that group. That group had been given over to them by the person who had started that group a million years ago. And they took it on and they ran it. And when it got taken down, it was decided at that point in time that the DMT world community, or DMT world as we know it, community, needed a place to exist off of Facebook. We needed our own place on the internet. We needed a place where people didn't feel like they were being monitored or censored or any of that stuff that we go through with Facebook. We wanted to show what we were doing. We wanted to talk about it. We wanted to learn. We wanted to teach. We wanted to guide. We wanted to be able to do that. And with a place like Facebook or any other platform that is heavily censored or is heavily monitored, you know, they get the say-so what we can and can't do. So that is when the idea of DMT World was actually thought about and created. The inception day, I'm told, is January 21st, which also happens to be my birthday. But that is when the day happened, when the domains were getting bought and everything was starting to happen on January 21st. And then Self2020 messaged me. They had kind of gotten everything going. They kind of got the website up. They needed help, though, building the community, building groups, building, getting it going, bringing people in, getting people excited. So Self2020 messaged me, and he said, "Hey, we're doing this thing, and I want to know if you want to be a part of it." He'd been sitting in the groups. He had seen me interacting with people. We'd kind of talked off and on, mildly, and when he messaged me, I was like, yeah, okay, why not? Let's do this. So the next thing I know, I'm told to get a Discord account, and I got into the Discord, and I was placed in this group, and it said admin on it, and I was a little confused, to be honest. I thought you were just bringing me in this platform to, like, be a part of it and to help. At that point in time, they decided that I was going to be a good asset, I guess. And so became a part of the admin team and eventually became part of the ownership of DMT World. And so if it wasn't for the foresight of Wirtz and Self2020 and that desire to help the community have a place of their own, we may not be here today. So I owe everything to those two gentlemen. They gave me the world. They gave me a place to exist and be free and be who I am. And that means the world to me. So that, up to this point in time, is the history of DMT World, according to Happy KB, how she sees it. And, yeah, 4 years. 4 years is a long time. It's interesting to be a part of a social network, a psychedelic social network, because I never in a million years thought we would be able to have something like this. Something that is specifically focused on the psychedelic community and the social aspect of it, the community. We're not just a social network. That's just what it is. We're a community. We are a big community. We are not only the DMT World community. We, as DMT World community members, we are a part of the bigger picture. We are all the different avenues. For a long time, we just kept to this website, this community here. There's a lot of people that don't utilize any other social platforms, and that is perfectly A-okay by me. I love the people that are so dedicated that they're like, I'm not using anything else. I'm just a DMT World. I love that. I love that. I love that people have found it to be home. I love that people have, they they see the vision and they uphold the vision. I love the way people protect the community and understand, you know, why we don't allow illegal sourcing in our community, in the platform. This is not what we do here. The illegal sourcing, that can be done elsewhere. There are other platforms, there are other ways to go and do whatever that is. But we don't do it in our community. And it's only because that's the only way to keep this community alive, because we are teaching, we are instructing, we are educating, we are guiding, we are communing, we are a part of the everyday lives of the people in DMT world. Whether anybody realizes or not, we are. We are a safe haven. So, in case you didn't know, we also do have a Facebook group. We have a Facebook page. We do have a Twitter. We have a Tumblr account. We have, I just started a TikTok account. So we are reaching out onto these other platforms because we are a part of these other communities, and we would like these communities to be a part of what we're doing as well. So that is where we are with that. I would like to bring your attention to the fact that we have started a new newsletter. And it is called Altered State. If your email is registered with us, you should be getting these in your email sometime soon that is registered with DMT World. If you would like to register for Altered State, I will be posting a link sometime on the community main feed so everybody can see it, and you can click on it and see what it is, and then you can subscribe to that newsletter. We want to be a part of everything that's going on. We want other people to be a part of what we're doing. We want to connect with all those other people that are fighting the good fight, believing the same things we are, participating in the community like we are. We want to uplift everybody that has their hands in this psychedelic community and the movement that we're seeing. So this is one way that we're going to connect with those people and hopefully get you guys informed with what's going on in other places and with us as well. So Altered State, again, that's our new newsletter that we're putting together, which is really, really cool. Let's see. We've talked about the history. I don't know if any of you saw it on DMT World. We are, speaking of this newsletter, we are looking for writers. We do have a few people that have reached out to us and have showed interest, and so they are going to be a part of that project. But if there is anybody else that is wanting to have something to do with that, you can send us an email at admin@dmtworld.net. Just send us a message, let us know that you're interested in writing or submitting something for the newsletter. We would be happy to communicate with you and get you up on that as well. So I want to let you know to formally introduce our staff. At this point in time, those that are currently on our DMT World staff are me, Happy KB. We have Soph 2020. We have Ben. We'll just call him Ben. We all know who Ben is. We have Sater. We have Donnie Brasco. And we also have, well, on Discord, he's called Claptrap. On DMT World, he is Pachinoy Roy. those are our staff that we've currently got with us. So if you have questions or if you need help with anything, you can always reach out to one of us. We'd be happy to help you with whatever it is you're needing. I would also like to let you know, in this month of April, our birthday celebration of 4 years, we will be doing some giveaways. I have accumulated a few items that I am going to put together in some giveaways for the community. So to celebrate our birthday, we will be giving away items to you. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? So I will keep everybody posted on that. I will make sure that people are aware that we are doing it. That will be something that's fun. Like I said, we're going to be doing some book giveaways as well. That is something that I'm going to be trying to stay on top of because, well, I have quite a few books and we have access to quite a few books and we should be reading. We should be reading them. We should give you access to these. We should give you a chance to get to have them because not everybody has access to these books. So that is something we want to do for the community because we're very grateful you are a part of what we're doing here and that you uphold the vision of DMT World. And you guys are what makes DMT World. It's not us. We just run it. We just take care of those things that need to be taken care of. But if you guys weren't in this community, we wouldn't exist. It wouldn't be here. And I'm glad we're here. I want to tell you thank you. My next item that I want to talk about is I will be doing what I call a sticker campaign. I've got several stickers that I got printed up that are just sitting, and I want to get these stickers out to the community. What this sticker campaign is I will be sending 2 stickers to anybody that's in the community that sends me their address. And I will send you these stickers. And what I ask is you can keep one of them to do with as you wish. The second one, I would like you to find somewhere in your town, city, state, wherever you live, the places you're at. And I want you to stick it somewhere. And then I would like you to take a picture. And I'd like you to send that picture to me. Because what I'm working on is I'm going to be putting these pictures into a project so we can actually show how far DMT World reaches across the world. Because we are not only located here in the United States, we are not only located in Canada, we have people in Mexico, we have people in Italy, we have people in Germany, we have people all over the globe. And I want to make sure that they are represented in our community, and I want people to realize that this is how far we are. We're all connected in this fashion. So that is my sticker campaign. So if you are interested in being a part of this, which I hope you are, I need you to send me your address and I will do the rest. Let's see, what else can I blabber on about to you guys? Here I was afraid I wouldn't have enough to say and I would bore you all to tears. Not the case. Looks like I've got quite the stuff on my plate to talk to you guys about. Let's look at what it's got done. So there's a few things in the future that we would like to actually start implementing them. And one is the meetups. I think it's important. I not only think it's important, but my team thinks it's important that we do some more promoting on actually in our physical communities, meeting the people of like-mindedness, the people that are in our communities. We see it all the time on the website. We see people find that we have the meetup groups and we have the different places, but when they go to try to reach out, we don't do very good on that connection. So I'm trying to come up with some ideas how we can get the community meetups working and being viable. And because what I see a lot of is people talking about how they want to meet some people of like-mindedness. And it's not just to find a source. I know that. It's not just to find a source. We all sit in this. It's really strange. There's so many of us. But there are so many of us that don't have a lot of friends or have a lot of people who actually understand what we do, why we take some of these substances. And because of that, it kind of becomes very isolating for a lot of us. And I think this is why we tend to flock to the Discords and flock to the chatting systems and flock to our communities, because this is where these people are at, because they're in the same boat. They're in the same boat as I am and you are. The older I get and the more I look around, the harder sometimes it is for me to connect with people. Because there's not a lot of trippers in my community that I'm aware of. I'm a 47-year-old woman who, you know, has two kids and has a life and, you know, going out and how I used to connect with people in my 20s. It's a lot different, you know. I don't go out to the bars. I don't go out to parties and things like we used to, and that's how we used to meet people. And so as we're getting older and we change, you know, we change how we're doing these substances, what we're doing these substances for. I'm a solo tripper. I like to trip by myself. I don't mind tripping with other people, but it's really, I don't know if it's because I've been doing it by myself for so long, or I just do a lot of self work when I trip. I do a lot of introspection work. I don't know. Some people just don't like to do the heavy tripping sometimes that I do. Or a lot of people I know are just inexperienced and they just don't want to do it. It's whatever. There's so many reasons. But we're finding that, you know, we're all over the place and we want to meet other people, to talk to people, to commune with people, to, I don't know, it's just part of our, who we are as human beings. So that is something that I'm working on. If anybody has any ideas how we should go forward with that, you know, I'm always open to listen to ideas and anything else. This community is so great because we have all these people. But I'm going to tell you one thing that's getting hard for me is I can't do everything, even though I think in my brain I can. I can't do it all. I can't get all the things together, and I can't get everything out there. So it really takes a community effort. And the meetups really takes a community effort, because I don't live in your state. I don't live in your town. I don't live in your city. And so I can't go and physically make this happen. So if anybody has ideas how we can implement this and get this going forward, I'd like to hear them, please. With that being said, another thing that is on our plate that I'd like to try to really get closer to, and that is either some sort of gathering or festival. We've talked about it for 4 years. It's always been something that I've wanted to do and I want to implement and I want to get going, because I think it would be great if we could get to that. But it's on the plate, and I just, the place we need to start with is we've got to find a place to have it. It doesn't have to be huge. It just has to be somewhere where we can get together. We can either find I don't know yet. I haven't really put all that together yet. I have a lot of people who have reached out to me offering up land and offering up different place things. I don't know yet how to do all that. But that is something we're going to figure out, because I think it's time to move in that direction. I want to meet you people. I want to see you with my own tripper eyes. I would like to shake your hand. I'd like to give you a hug. I'd like to tell you thank you for being a part of what we're doing. So those are some things that are in the future that we're going to be hopefully working towards. Again, I can't do it by myself. I need help. I need the community's help. You guys have the tools that I may not have possessed. So you guys get to thinking about that. And anybody has any ideas, you can find me on Discord. You can find me on DMT World. You can email me. You can email me at kb@dmtworld.net. And that's how else, what else? I'm looking up my Discord to see what my little handle is. That way everybody knows if they need to find me. So if you need to find me on Discord, you look for Happy KB, #8831. Some kids say that's a hashtag. I mean, it depends on how old you are. Again, it's Happy KB #8831. That is my handle on Discord. So find me if you have ideas. Well, you know, I have all these notes written down of the things that I wanted to touch base with, and it looks like, friends, I've touched base with them all. So let's move on to this next section. What I'd like to do at this point in time in this podcast is I'd like to read you a poem. We have a lot of writers. We have a lot of people that write a lot of great pieces. This one I'm going to read right now is from Ram Deacon. He shared it with us yesterday. It is called The Journey of the Weathered Soul. A rusty nail, I wandered through the alleys of this bitter life. A man alone, but never quite. A heart that bled but never died. I met the shadows, danced with the dream. In every dive and sordid place, I've kissed the lips of fleeting love and felt the burn of sweet disgrace. The midnight oil, the morning fog, I saw the truth in every lie. 1,000 steps, 1,000,000 miles, the journey of a heart gone wild. And in the darkness I was found by tender whispers, gentle light, a subtle touch, a quiet truth that changed my soul and changed my sight. The streets, they taught me how to feel the lessons of the days gone by, the laughter, tears, and ragged grace, the wisdom of the whiskey rye. A man reborn, I stand anew, my scars, my armor, earned and worn, a phoenix from the ashes rose to face the dawn, a spirit worn. In every corner, every street, I found the truth that lives within, the journey of a man's own soul, the growth, the pain, the sweetest sin. And in the end, it's always been the heart that guides, the heart that knows, the essence of our being, dear, the journey of a man who's grown. I think that's beautiful. Thank you very much for sharing with that on our site. I hope you guys go and find this group and see more of what's been written in there. We have several writers that like to share their work that's in there. So, bravo. Okay, friends. Well, I think I am just about to the end of this episode. I hope that you've enjoyed all the things that I've rambled on about with you, and I look forward to doing more of this, and hopefully I get better at what I'm doing as well. I would like you to know that I will be doing interviews. If that is something that you would particularly like to be a part of, you would like to sit and have me ask you all kinds of questions to get to know you, and I mean, you can even ask me questions and get to know me. I mean, that's a thing. So if you are interested, send me an email. send me a Discord message. Again, my email is kb@dmtworld.net. And if you want to be a part of what we're doing here at DMT World, just send me a message. Send me an email. Don't forget that April 1st at 11:59 p.m., we are having our four-year celebration of DMT World, our birthday dance DJ party that DJ Clap is going to be running for us. So make sure you put that on your calendar. Also, don't forget that the month of April, I will be notifying everybody to let them know when our giveaways, that's giveaways with an S, that's multiple, will be. We look for our book giveaways that we're going to be doing monthly again. And my last thing is, don't forget that if you would like to be a part of the sticker campaign that I will be working on and putting together, to please send me your address. And I will get those stickers sent out to you. And in return, I ask for you to stick it somewhere in your community where you live. And send me a picture. You don't have to be in the picture, by the way. If you do not want your face in that picture, you do not have to put your face. I just want the sticker, and I need to know where it has been placed at, so we can know exactly where everybody's at. So, once again, this is the Rambling Rabbit Podcast, presented by DMT World, and I am your host. Happy KB. I've really enjoyed this today, and I look forward to doing many, many more.